Researchers from the United States Geological Survey used high-tech collars to track 9 female polar bears for periods of 10 days over 3 consecutive years. The study found that polar bears have higher metabolism than previously thought. About half of the bears under observation lost 10% or more of their body weight. George Derner, the co-author of the new study, said the loss of weight harms the ability of the endangered species to reproduce.
They have to capture at least one seal every 5 to 10 days. That's just the break even. And if they don't do that, they're going to lose weight. And if they lose weight, then there are other things that come in play with their health, their ability to reproduce, and so forth.
The Arctic predator needs sea ice to move around and find spots where they can catch prey. But because of climate change, sea ice in the region is melting at a rate of 14% per decade, which forces the bears to travel further and use more energy for their hunts.
But if we cut that period short, say the sea ice melt occurs earlier in the summer, then we're essentially pulling the rug out from underneath the polar bears, and they don't have that platform any longer to capture seals.
According to the National Snow and Ice Data Center, Arctic sea ice in December last year was at its second lowest level since 1979. If this trend continues, it could mean smaller bears and fewer cubs for a species that is already endangered.
Things are getting likely to get worse before they're going to get better. And, you know, if it's bad for polar bears, it might be affecting us in other ways, us being humans in other ways.
The population of polar bears is currently sitting at around 20,000. Researchers estimate that the figure has declined by 40% over the past decade. For CRI, I'm Li Yi.